So this weekend, if you're out walking your dog, think about this and think about the movie we're going to tell you about. This is at the Edmonton International Film Festival. You know, you've seen them. Little dogs in strollers, offer sporting a matching sweater. And I'm not sure
oh,
if
Oh, did I sound like a... Oh,
you did.
Am I the jerk now?
Urban dog culture is the theme for the Edmonton International Film Festival's closing film tomorrow. Here's a bit of Gone Doggy Gone.
You guys want to grab a bite at Julio's?
They don't allow dogs.
You love these non-GMO biscuits. Yeah, good girl.
You too? Need to make a baby.
You're squishing Layla.
What's she doing out there?
Don't worry, everything will be fine. She'll be safe with me.
Joe? Please roll down the window.
Roll it down.
Joe, what's wrong? Where's Layla?
Gone!
I have your dog.
Oh, Jesus.
Place $30,000 in a duffel bag.
I'm calling the police.
Are you crazy? He'll kill her. 30 G's?
You don't negotiate with terrorists.
Sounds serious. Casey Brown and Brandon Walter wrote, directed, and starred in Gone Doggy Gone and are the executive producers. They've won all kinds of awards, including Fiercely Independent and the Big Daddy Award for Comedy at the Edmonton International Festival, and they join me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
This sounds like a very serious film.
Very.
Because now that I've had a dog for 2 months, I know what this can be like. Is this from a personal point of view? You have a dog like this?
Yes. The dog in the movie Layla is my dog, Layla. We have no imagination.
So where did the whole idea of the movie come from? Which we should lay out the plot a little bit. They may not have understood from that clip.
Sure. Go ahead, Brandon.
The plot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's
don't give out the whole thing.
Sure. No, no, no.
Spoilers.
It's about a couple who treat their dog like a baby, and then it gets kidnapped. Dun, dun, dun.
That pretty much gives us the whole.
That's pretty much, it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, you know, I can understand this because we got a dog like 2 months ago. He's still a puppy. My wife holds him like a baby and calls him Pumpkin.
Yeah.
That's not his name.
Does she call herself Mommy?
Well, yes. And actually, she says, I'm Papa, which I do not. The dog is not. I don't go for that.
Oh, man.
You are the proud owners of a fur baby.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's your starter baby.
He is really cute. It is true. Now, you've created this movie, you wrote it, you directed, you produced it, and you're working with a dog. I mean, this sounds like a major undertaking.
It would be, except it's Casey's dog, and she trained Layla for a year and a half to get on her mark, to jump in a basket, and the dog is just incredibly great on set. Even our DP just was
she's
going
the best
on
lady
it.
Actress on set, because she doesn't complain about the lighting. She'll work for crappy snacks.
Yeah, so craft food services was not a problem.
No.
Yeah. So,
but you were asking what the concept, like why we did this movie, why would we do this? because I had a dog sitter, also named Jill, like in the movie, and she would take Layla to the movies and to her waxing appointments and to lunch
Layla
dates.
Was getting waxing?
Layla is bald now.
Oh, no. the sitter was getting...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then she would videotape it and say, I'm out with my BFF. And then she kept bringing her home later and later, and it got dark out. And Brandon, I was talking to him on the phone, he said, what if she just never brought your dog back?
Yep.
And there it was.
And that's where the idea germ from.
The horror.
Yep.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun, like a fun film to make. I mean, the whole concept of it, because it is, this happens. People do treat their dogs like babies. And I bet everybody kept talking to you about all the stories, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then also in L.A., people are shoving their dogs into baby Bjorns and wearing them on their chests proudly and pushing them in strollers. And every corner has a boutique dog store that has clothes, pajamas.
Yeah, and if you haven't noticed this trend, you'll notice it now after seeing the movie. And I didn't see it before, but when I went on a vacation recently and I saw women with dogs and strollers everywhere, I was like, oh my God, it's everywhere.
Yeah, and they're making their kids walk, probably.
Unleashes.
I had a leash when I was a kid. My mother had.
You probably needed one.
I did, yeah. What were some of the challenges of doing a movie like this? I mean, working with the dog's got to be, well, although... As you said, she's very well behaved.
She was the easiest part. The hard parts were shooting 8 pages a day, moving location. Normally, you shoot 4 pages a day in a feature film, moving locations. Brandon and I wrote ourselves as a couple in the movie,
right.
So we're always
never advised to do
but
that.
But you're not. Are you a couple?
No, we're not a couple. But the problem with it. was that no one was watching the monitor. Because we're both in front of the camera.
Yeah, you have a director of photography.
We did, but he could only do his job. You know, yeah. Oh, yeah, look great. The lighting, everything is great. So we'd set up a shot and go, okay, looks great. Go over, act in it, and then like, okay, it's good. Let me get and see all the footage. And we're like, oh, no, we should have been over just a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. It shifted during one take. So I was like, well.
We did a lot of rehearsal. We did a lot of rehearsal prior. Because we used the house in the movies, my house. Mm-hmm. So we could rehearse in the space and do our shot lists. And I don't know. We did a lot. We edited. We wrote, directed, acted. We're learning about distribution. We're doing all our own deliverables.
But it doesn't sound like you're lazy. I mean, it sounds like you like to get in there and get up to your elbows and everything.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was this a small budget project? Or
Yes, it was a Screen Actors Guild ultra low budget project.
Which means
you pay your little cats. Money. You pay the SAG actors get $100 a day. Mm-hmm. Oh. And every SAG actor, no matter who, what name they have.
And SAG is Screen Actors Guild?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the crew was $100 a day, too. Everyone made the same amount of money. Yeah.
How much did the dog get paid?
Biscuits,
yeah, lots of
delicious
treats.
Biscuits.
Does the union know?
Oh, the Humane Society was there every single day watching to make sure that we did things properly and that Layla got all her breaks.
Yep,
and Layla.
And Layla had a handler.
She had a handler.
Nice. Yeah. The handler's probably making the most money in the whole set.
Yeah,
pretty much.
She really was. Yeah.
Do you think that? I mean, were you looking at sort of the whole culture of how we treat our pets in North America and thought this is ripe for satire and this is just people are going to buy into this?
Yeah. First of all, Brandon and I love psychology. We like to start with a truth and then see what's funny about that. So we were just thinking of the mentality of how do people use animals to avoid dealing with their own issues? How will a couple avoid to talk, like your parents, for instance?
Yeah.
Sorry to throw them under the bus.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead, you tell it.
Well, I would notice that my parents, after 40 years of marriage, they weren't talking so well to each other. But boy, if our dog did anything, Judy, you got to come in and see the dog. Come in here, look at what the dog's doing. And then it'd be like crickets. So,
especially if the dog was humping your dad's leg. And then
jealous.
I don't like to talk about that.
What kind of feedback have you got from people who watch the movie and then tell you their stories?
What's really cool is like some people see themselves in the couple and other people have friends or family like, that's you do that.
The last screening we had somebody come and he brought his wife to the theater and he didn't tell her what they were going to go see. He's like, and so she sees the movie and she was basically Casey's character Abby, and it was like he had to sneak her in there and not tell her what the movie was because she needed it.
There's a scene in the movie where Abby and Elliot are in bed and Layla the dog is between them, which I mean a lot of people who have dated people with dogs know this dog in the bed thing can be an issue. So the dog's between them and Elliot wants to get with his wife, so he goes and he picks her up to move her and she's wearing pajamas and he's gently moving her and Abby says, "Don't. She's tired."
Yeah.
And so he just calmly.
The dog has a headache.
Yeah, exactly.
The dog has a headache.
Well, I think it'd be great. I think it's going to be a great movie to see tonight, or it's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow
night.
It's the finale of the film festival, and wish you all the best of luck. It sounds like a wonderful project.
Thank you so much.
Mark. Thanks for coming
in this
morning.
Thanks.
Casey Brown and Brandon Walter wrote, directed, starred in Gone Doggy Gone and are the movie's executive producers as well. Gone Doggy Gone closes the Edmonton International Film Festival tomorrow night at 7:30. All festival films play at the Landmark Cinema 9 at City Center. So we'd love it if you'd come down and enjoy.